Night is Kikuchi Night!
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock, and congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and the Blonde Bomber.
The Bomber.
It's just the Bomber. That's the Blonde. It's still there. It's not left. And also Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags. We're here live. Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, so come on out and have a good time with us and enjoy yourself. We just hooked up our guy Dale, or some people call him Dace, but we just hooked up Dale with a nice little cooler and a little folding chair. A little lounge chair cooler combo, man. Cooler combo, and congratulations to him. He is one of our winners today. Our final giveaway coming up at the end of this second segment in the 5 o'clock hour. So we're in about 25 minutes or so. Your chance, the big one, a pair of tickets to see the Texans host the Jacksonville Jaguars, and along with that ticket, Bud Light, who this is courtesy of Bud Light, they've also sent along a pair of bracelets, little nice little bracelets for you that include food and drink at the tailgate, so you can eat, drink, and have tickets for the game coming up in a couple of weeks. So that's coming up here in about 25 minutes. So if you have not gotten in here to fill your name and put it in our raffle box, you might want to do that, as you got about 25 minutes. And if you're in the building, you haven't done that, you might as well throw it in there for a chance to win a pair of tickets to that Jags-Texans game. All right, as Tyler led it off with, this is Kikuchi Night, and he is on the mound to try to get the Astros back into a good spot here. They play the lowly Angels, and we'll give the lineup here in a second. But Clint, right now for me, this is your third starter. This is your third starter in the playoff round right now. For me, if the playoffs started right now, I would start Framber, Hunter Brown, and then my third would be Kikuchi. And to me, you just want to see him continue to pitch the way he has. He has been we just haven't really seen a rough start, anything close to what we were seeing while he was in Toronto, where he struggled mightily this year. He has been really, really good every game out. As I said, he would be my third starter right now. You just want to see him continue to run that way.
Yeah, right now, I don't think you could argue with him being the third starter. I guess Spencer Arrighetti could come into the conversation. But, again, if you got to pick between those two, I mean, I don't know that there's a solid something you can put your finger on that's going to make you say, yes, this one over that one. I would prefer Kikuchi. I'm with you, but I could go with Spencer Arrighetti. I think they would go with Kikuchi as well. I think the power pitching lefty that's been as good with an Astros uniform on as he's been, I think it's probably a tad bit more convincing than what Spencer Arrighetti's done. So it's a good problem to have, but I agree. Kikuchi would be my number three starter right now. And hell, I just, be honest with you, I just want to talk about what in that wild card series. I want to make sure we get to talk about that Kikuchi.
I mean Kikuchi!
You too, her too, I'll be damned.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you want to just talk about that Kikuchi.
It's worked out really well for us.
It has worked out very well. I mean
Tyler's
Brown
got 42 drops talking about the Kikuchi. Oh
Yeah, it was big, and it's worked out big time for Dana Brown, who made that move, one of the best moves at the trade deadline. By the way, the lineup tonight: Altuve gets the night off. Bregman leads off tonight with Altuve out at third base. Left field is occupied again by Yordan Alvarez. That'd be a hell of a thing if Yiner is out there. Tucker is back in the lineup.
Would it shock you?
No. Tucker's back in the lineup. In right field with Yiner Diaz is the DH tonight. Pena is at shortstop. Caratini behind him catching. Singleton at first. Myers in center. And Dubon is in at second base again. So the Astros will look to try to get this weekend series rolling with a W behind Yusei Kikuchi and hopefully take this series against the Angels.
Cream always rises to the top.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, there's a couple of injury notes with the Houston Texans. Let's start with Brevin Jordan, Clint. And this has been reported. Aaron Wilson with this Texans tight end. Brevin Jordan has a torn ACL. He learned of one day after playing the entire game against the Bears. Tough break for one of the most improved players on the roster. This coming directly from Brevin Jordan, from his social media. It's what we do. We modern-day gladiators. I played the whole game not knowing which player or when, but with a torn ACL and didn't even know until the next day. I love this football-ish so much, bro. Everything about it, and I'm looking forward to coming back better than ever. So there is Brevin Jordan, who also spoke and acknowledged that he is going to be out. So he is out for the season, Clint. So this is more than just some time. And there was speculation of this as well, that he's going to be out for the season. So the roles step up for guys like Cade Stover and maybe Irv Smith, if that's the guy that continues to roll out. I wonder what's up with Tegan Quatoriano. That's interesting that he is a guy that's been in the system and that's not the route they turn. But I think to the point you made, maybe they were looking for somebody that's more similar to the skill set of Brevin Jordan, and maybe that doesn't fit with Quatoriano.
Look, I think Brevin Jordan was a guy that was good enough to be your number two tight end on all your standard, your typical offensive stuff, but he was explosive enough and athletic enough to have a package of his own of some of the different exotic plays, if you will. And so when you start looking around, there's nobody else. Tegan Quatoriano damn sure ain't doing it. Cade Stover's not going to do it. Really, to be honest with you, Dalton Schultz isn't going to do it. So you kind of start looking around of what players are available that can play that kind of tight end. And Irv Smith Jr., the old Alabama Crimson Tide, and Minnesota Vikings, Cincinnati Bengal, Kansas City, all these different camps he's been through. He's a former second-round pick. He is a guy that has a similar skill set to Brevin Jordan. And so I think that was a good pickup. He's on the practice squad right now. I wouldn't expect to see him this week. It wouldn't shock me, but I wouldn't expect to see him this week. I think it's going to be a Cade Stover, Dalton Schultz game this week. But the Brevin Jordan thing, I hate to say it's a good thing about him, but like with the injury, like the good thing is you don't lose anything from your offense that is like your identity, what you do. You get another a number two tight end that can block on the edge, which Cade Stover can do all these things, by the way. Block on the end, even put his hand in the dirt as a true inline tight end and do some things. Cade Stover can do all that. You lose your explosive, exotic tight end, which is a very small package that some games you don't even get to anyway, right? So you're really not losing much from your standard offense. So if you can find somebody like that Irv Smith to eventually a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, kind of bring some of those same things to the table, then boom, you don't break strides. You just keep moving with it. If not, I mean, you don't have enough footballs to go around as it is.
Yeah.
You don't have enough footballs to go around as it is. You've got plenty of guys that you can get the ball to and package that you can build around that can pick up that slack. You don't necessarily need to replace
Brevin Jordan. The only thing is it just when you hear them talk about him, it seemed like they potentially had now maybe they're just, being, great teammates and great coaches that, but they legit seem like, boy, they were really like, we've heard D'Amico, boy, every day I could put together a highlight package of something that he did.
Look, I think we've just got a sentimental group. I think we've got an emotional group. Sure, they're close, they're brothers, but when somebody gets injured, it's heartbreaking, and it's, my heart hurts for this guy. And I mean, it's football. Guys get injured, man. It sucks. Go get healthy and let's go. Let's play ball. And by the way, Brev might want to ease up on the gladiator stuff, man. We're playing football, bub. I mean, damn, gladiator. I mean, that ain't
modern day.
Yeah, modern day gladiator. No, I hate to break it to you. You put whatever day you want to make it in. You ain't no damn gladiator. You're playing ball with
modern
pads
day,
on. And there ain't no weapons out there. And hell, offensively, they're protecting you every step of the damn way. Let's be honest.
All right, outside of the Brevin Jordan situation, he's out for the season with a torn ACL. In terms of practice, as a Thursday practice, Nico Collins returned in a limited fashion, but he looks like he is set to come back. Foley Fatakasi, he returned as well. Did not practice yesterday in a limited fashion. The two big returns, Jarrett Patterson, he returned to practice with that calf issue. and Juice Scruggs, who didn't play last year or last week, tried it out game time, wasn't able to get on the field. He practiced, and now reports are from Aaron Wilson that he could be on track to start on Sunday against the Vikings. The big ones here, though, Clint, the last 2 days, back-to-back days, DMPs, not practicing, Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce. Both of your top two running backs didn't practice, and it looks like Cam Akers may be preparing to start this game as the lead running back. So that is the latest here with the Houston Texans and their injury report.
Would not be shocked to see Joe Mixon. It wouldn't surprise me if Joe Mixon wasn't practicing tomorrow. An ankle that clearly they knew it was just a sprain. He actually went back in the game and tried to play on that ankle. I'm no doctor, but I'm just, when that happens, there's clearly no structural damage there. I would be surprised if we didn't see Joe Mixon to some degree on Sunday. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he's on that, if he's actually practicing maybe in a limited role tomorrow, even tomorrow.
That would be a sign.
Yeah.
Because last week, Dalton Schultz didn't practice on Wednesday and Thursdays. And normally, the two big, heavy, padded practice days,
yeah,
you don't practice there. That's a long shot you plan.
Well,
but it did got on the showed up on the injury report and practiced on Friday.
Yeah. And by the way, if they are actually injured, as I've said before, I'm a little more worried about Damian Pierce's hamstring than I am that ankle on Joe Mixon. But if they are injured, I'm not going to lose any sleep. Clearly, Joe Mixon. Hell, I'm on record. I'm a big fan of Joe Mixon. He's the best back you got. But I believe Cam Akers is more than capable of not just filling the role and being a good running back, but filling the role and being an impact player. I would expect him to make plays in the run game, both within scheme and on his own. And I would expect him to catch a football out of the backfield and make plays as well.
Yeah, yeah. Big day tomorrow to see what happens practice wise. Do the centers continue to be participants in practice, and then Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce?
Rock and roll, meow.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, I do want to get to Tyler's bets for tonight's game, as it is Thursday night football between the Pats and the Jets. Tyler, let's get to them right now. What bets do you have for the people? I know you're feeling good with Thursday night football. Astros playing tonight. You probably got $5,000 on the line. What are you feeling tonight?
Yeah, I got five bets. I'll give them to you just real fast here. I got five plays for tonight's Thursday night football game. I'm taking the Jets in the first half -2.5. I'm taking the over in this game tonight. It's low. It's at 38.5 with decent odds. And then I got three player props for you. See how these hit you. Jacoby Brissett, the Texan killer, over 13.5 rushing yards tonight. He can get that on one play if something opens up. Garrett Wilson, anytime touchdown. I just saw him walking into the stadium, actually, on Twitter. He looks ready to ball out. Breece Hall, over 30.5 receiving yards for Breece Hall. Play those, win some money. Let's go.
You had a flashback to last year's Texans game when Breece Hall felt like about 100 yards receiving in that game.
You ain't lying.
What's this world come to when you're betting on Jacoby?
Oh, I like
Brissett's rush yards.
I like that. 13.5. He's gonna be running for his life. He's a natural. Let me pull it down and run guy. I like that bet.
Yes, sir. You want me to put some money on it for you, Ron?
No, I do not.
Damn it.
Nope. Do not. I like that bet for you. That Breece Hall's a little shaky. I like that bet for you. I don't know. You don't have a bet for Aaron Rodgers. My thing, fellas, tonight, I as a football fan, I just want to see Aaron Rodgers look like Aaron Rodgers. If he still can, if that's still there, I would like to see Aaron Rodgers as a football fan look like the guy that was just the most talented, naturally talented quarterback we've ever seen until Mahomes came along, and to do the things that he's done. It's just been a while since we've actually been able to see Aaron Rodgers
just
pick people apart and just show his greatness. If it's still in there, that's my hope tonight.
I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers look like they practiced a bit instead of what we watched the first couple
maybe
of weeks.
That's something to do with it.
That's it. I mean, to your point, I hope that's it. I hope that's the deal, is that it's not Father Time. I hope it's just that they didn't They didn't see much live action in the preseason, and they're a little bit rusty. And
it's that simple.
They're too good a football team to not be in the playoff conversation at the very, very least. And the ball they played in the first couple weeks, they ain't going to get there. They got to be better.
All right, this is a safe space. And remember, coming up, we'll be hooking somebody up with these Jags-Texans tickets coming up here in just a bit. But this is a safe space. Have you been disappointed in the play of Derek Stingley through the first 2 weeks? Have you been disappointed in the play of Derek Stingley the first 2 weeks? You can answer that on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch. We'll discuss that coming up next.
The top-ranked show in the city.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, make your way on out. We are about 10 minutes away from hooking somebody up with Texans-Jags tickets. Come on out, having a good time. Not only you got prizes, the Bud Light girls are around hooking people up. They're giving people beers. They're giving people stress balls. I saw stress balls. Yeah, the squeezy ball, just in case you. Oh. There's some stress balls. They just gave this couple some stress balls. Y'all need to order up some drinks to have some bad, so y'all can make some bad decisions. Let's go. There we go. Y'all don't look a bit. Yeah, he needs to. Come on, make some bad decisions tonight. Cheers. There it is. Get two more in there. There we go. Let's have a good night. Why not, Mom and Dad? Let's do it. Have fun. But no, we're having a good time out here. About 5 or 10 minutes away from hooking somebody up with Jags Texans tickets. All you got to do is sign your name up, put it in the raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win those tickets coming up here at the end of this segment. All right, did want to pass this along if we didn't already, and I don't think we did. Oaziz, they hit him with that 11,000, baby. He got hit with an $11,000 fine for that right he threw.
Woo!
On the
love
sideline.
That money.
That right that somehow just didn't result into a penalty. Listen, it was good. It was great for the Texans that he didn't get ejected, because that's a play where you get ejected. But much like we was talking about with that umpiring crew yesterday, I just don't know how that one just goes on. We got all the cameras in the world to see that a right punch is thrown, and they just keep on rolling. I don't know how that one doesn't result into a penalty of some type on the field. But
well, let's
be honest. Hard if you're playing against us.
I mean, we're going to start throwing flags like that. I mean, the 20 guys that swarmed to him, including and stood over him like this, and then continued to do it on the sideline.
Oh, sure. Throw some
they need a little old flag, too.
In fact,
they should get fined. Anybody that wasn't, like, there was apparently, I didn't study the film, but apparently there were non-Bears staff. I say non-Bears. It's like that didn't have gear on.
Too.
That were part of it as well. Like, that should all be nipped in the bud. I know D'Amico talked about it and brought it to the surface about, hey, we got to do something about how guys on opposing sidelines are hovered around and swarmed. Like, if we're gonna hit Aziz for 11 stacks, which I understand, I'm cool with it, but them other cats that swarmed him, I mean, there needs to be some level of
I don't see
discipline
no
levy there as well.
If they go back and look at it and say, hey, those guys push this to another level, give them 15. But, yeah, man, that one there, if you got video footage for that, boy, you just can't let punches go by. But it worked out in the Texans to the Texans' advantage, and he's 11 grand lighter. I'm glad he's not getting suspended. You know, some people thought that might be on the table. Because there was no action taken during the game, but glad he's not getting suspended, and he'll be there for this game against the Vikings. Him and Blake Cashman with the face off in this game coming up on Sunday. All right, I said this, and I wanted to get some thoughts from people when people did text in. I said, have you been disappointed in Derek Stingley's performance thus far through the first two games? And here someone said Stingley equals missed tackles. No, I haven't. No, but I haven't been impressed either. No, Stingley is a playmaker. Got to live with his instincts. No, I'm not disappointed in Sting. He just had a pick on Sunday. Hopefully they'll match him up with Jefferson on Sunday, LSU versus LSU. I think we may talk about that a little bit as well. I'll lead it off, Clint. For me, his play last year towards the end of the season, and then what we watched during training camp and in these preseason games and the things we were hearing, like, hey, man, this dude may be a top three corner. I think we had John Harris on there. He may be a top three corner in this league, and he may not be two or three. You know, like we've heard and seen with our own eyes how good he is. And to me, early on, I think he has not played up to that level. And it's a little disappointing that he's had some of the moments. It's not looked as bad because the Colts weren't able to execute a bit, and the pass rush was really good. But you know, the offenses and quarterbacks loom later on in the schedule, and you need him to be the kind of guy that we believe he can be. So for me, he has not been bad or anything like that, but just disappointing to what the expectations are.
Yeah, look, I think there's been a couple of lackadaisical moments, I would say, kind of some uninspired play early on in games where, you know, he gets hit underneath on a couple of routes. I know there was a whip route last week on a third down. Some of that play I would rather not see, if we're being completely honest. But when you come back and you're able to shadow a guy like DJ Moore and the offense continues to struggle and you ultimately take him completely out of the game once again, when you're able to go get an interception, obviously that helps. I think at this point in time, I think there are moments where I would say, come on, man, I mean, focus up, hunker down, dial in, and handle your business as one of, if not the top corner in the league. I think he has the potential to be that. Let's play like it down in, down out. But I'm good with what we've seen so far. The deep ball that was caught by Alec Pierce, the touchdown over the top, that wasn't on Derek Stingley. But, you know, being a top tier corner like that, I'd like to see you go make up for Jimmy Ward's lack of speed underneath. There's been some opportunities that I think he's missed on, I think is the best way to put it. I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. I would like to see him get that early on lackadaisical, uninspired kind of coverage out of him if he can.
Yeah, to me, and I'll say this, and this is kind of a kind of precursor to a conversation we'll have tomorrow, is like, I don't know how great I feel about the prospects of, hey, man, based off some of the things we've seen, like, hey, let's just have him shadow every single team's number one receiver. I don't know that I love that, because some of that with DJ Moore was you know, he was getting away from it a little too easily and a bit there. I don't know that I feel like, you know, for instance, Sunday, hey, man, you just got Justin Jefferson, man, and we're just going to send.
Look, we've seen it happen twice. And we saw Amari Cooper absolutely torch the Texans. And I think it was one of those, like, hey, we just got to throw another answer, another solution at this. And Derek Stingley kept him out of the box score. And this week, I think the shadowing was more about...
You're talking about this week
with DJ Moore.
Yeah.
I think it was more about D'Amico Ryans realized early on that it was going to be a all-out pressure game, and they were not going to call the dogs off. And if you're going to do that, you're going to play man behind it, why not shadow Derek Stingley Jr. on their best receiver, especially with their second-best receiver out, hurt, and their third-best receiver hobbling, and a rookie didn't know what the hell he was doing. So I think it was more of the pressure.
The circumstance.
It was more the pressure this week. Last year against the Browns, it was more of, well, we tried everything we could last week and it didn't work. Let's put Stingley on him, and he did a hell of a job. So I don't expect it to be a week in, week out situation. Even when one might think that somebody's torching us, that Derek Stingley to shadow may not be the answer. But here's the deal, man. At the end of the day, real quick. At the end of the day, with these two corners, with Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley Jr. You know, you got Kamari Lassiter with this nickname Lockdown all of a sudden somehow. I don't get all that. And Derek Stingley has played uninspired, lackadaisical at times, but yet they're being talked about because of the pressure last week and because of the struggles with Indianapolis about this top corner duo, right? I've not seen play to warrant all of a sudden conversation about top corner and top duo of corners, top two corners in the league. I think we need to pump the brakes on all that. But I'm good with Derek Stingley. I'm fine with what I've seen, and I really like what I've seen from Kamari Lassiter on the outside, where I thought he was a nickel defender. I actually really, really like him on the outside after what I've seen.
Yeah, I'm good with Derek Stingley too. I think let's see him pick it up. Let's see him play to the level that he was playing towards the end of the year and all training camp. That's just my expectation. All right, coming up, some news about the Astros. This just breaking here in the last few minutes. We'll let you know the latest on that. And somebody we damn sure aren't disappointed in. Somebody in that secondary we damn sure aren't disappointed in. We'll discuss that coming up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Tomball, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back as we continue here. We'll be here until 6 o'clock, but that does not mean you don't have to go home or not come back out. There are TVs everywhere. You got the Astros going to play the Angels tonight. Their magic number is at 7 right now. We'll see what the Mariners do as they lead here in the bottom of the 8th, 3-2 against the Yankees. But you can watch that game here, Thursday Night Football, Pats and Jets. You can watch that here. Great food, great drinks here. Congratulations to Debbie. Debbie is our final winner. She's been here. Debbie pulled up. Debbie and her husband, and thank you for your service again. Debbie and her husband pulled up right next to me. They made my wings. Debbie and her, they pulled up and sat down right when I got here. So they've been here since before 2 o'clock. Hanging out with us, so congratulations to them and all of our winners today as well here at Buffalo Wild Wings. So, Clint, I did want to pass this note along to everybody. I want to see how people feel about this thing. Monday night, Tyler, and this is you too, and Clint, you're a uniform person. Everybody else, your reaction. Monday night's game will be the last time that the Astros will wear the Nike Connect, City Connect, Space City uniforms on the field. The blue Space City jerseys, when they had them with the ridiculous blue pants too to match with those socks. This is the last time. Tyler, did you pick one up? I think you picked one up.
Yeah, I got a Yordan.
Yeah, you got a Yordan. Yeah, this is the last time they will wear that jersey on the field. I'll be honest with you. The jersey to me was a lot better bought and worn by fans than the jersey and the pants combination on the field. I was never excited about the blue on blue. It looked better when people pulled them up with the socks and they had the socks that kind of matched them. I wasn't a huge fan of those, but they sure made some money because you see them out a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was great for us fans. The jersey and the hat, by the way, the lid was nice. I really like the hat.
Yeah, the hat was cool.
Yeah, so I like the jersey, like the hat. Did not. I thought the uniform was awful. I thought it was. I mean, it just, let's be honest. The blue pants, the blue top.
Ooh, check out the uniform guy.
and really, if I remember correctly, the socks are one of those that I like. I thought it looked decent when you pull it up over the knee or at the knee.
You had to pull the socks
up. And then the sock was a little bit exotic for me, if I remember correctly. So, I wasn't a fan of the uniform. Now, the good thing is that this will be the last year that they wear this version. They are going to they're going to introduce a new version of the Nike City Connect Uni in 2025. So I don't know what that's going to look like, but it's not that the I know Tyler loves it. That means he can buy another uni. It doesn't necessarily mean the City Connects are going away. Just this version is being retired.
Yeah. So a good one there. As I wonder how people feel about that, but that jersey is rolling out. So no more City Connect. But hey, keep your ones. Keep rocking them out there. They're putting up new ones in, as you said, 2025. So y'all can go out there and spend more money and buy some new jerseys.
I tell you who wore it the best though, Kyle Tucker.
Did he? Did he have the socks up?
No, nope, he went long. He went long.
Did he?
Altuve went socks up.
Yeah, I think Dubon went socks up.
Diaz, I think, went socks up.
I think Chaz, when he was.
Chaz did it.
Chaz was socks up, so yeah.
Yeah, all those guys always rock the high socks. I love it.
That was when he was WBC.
Yeah.
Now he just didn't know what he is, and he's.
Come at me about
I think last time they had him only had one sock up and one down. Trying to figure it out.
That'd be about right. Be on
this
brand.
This is not good.
I'm sorry, Chaz. That wasn't needed. Hey, someone texted in, where are you guys going to be next week? Guess what? Right here. We're going to be right here again at this Buffalo Wild Wings location. This one here in Tomball will be right here next week. So if you're coming out on Thirsty Thursday and you want to hang out, have a chance to win prizes, we'll be right here next week. And where are we at tomorrow? A little football Friday. Aranda's Sports Bar and Grill.
In the Heights.
In the Heights, North Shepherd, Aranda's Sports Bar and Grill. So come out and hang out with us tomorrow, a little football Friday. It will be fun. It's going to be a good time. So come out and hang out with us a little football Friday. Sure, there will be gift cards, multiple prizes. I've already seen multiple, not just one, multiple, Clint. $25 gift cards will be given out to the people from Academy Sports Outdoors. What the hell? Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Yeah, you
got multiple gift cards there, as well as tickets for University of Houston football game as well. So there will be a lot to hook people up with tomorrow as we'll have a good time on a little football Friday in the Heights. Clint, before we jump out of here, I know one person that you're getting convinced for. Convinced about. I wonder how many people actually are with the Texans. But Jalen Petrie, who kind of had an up and down first 2 years, missed some tackles. Last year he got benched a couple of times, and it seemed like he took a pretty big step back from his rookie year. They've moved him to the nickel position, Clint. And we've been talking about that was one of the questions of how he would be able to defend there. You said you're at a place, man, where you're convinced. You're completely convinced about Jalen Petrie being in that role.
Yeah, I think it was the right move. I think it's the right move for him. I think it's the right move by D'Amico Ryans. The way that story went was Kamari Lassiter was a nickel defender early on in OTAs, and they quickly moved Jalen Petrie down to nickel, which allowed them to move Kamari Lassiter outside, and that's how we ended up in that position. I think when you look at Jalen Petrie, I think his natural abilities – his strengths, they play well around the line of scrimmage. In fact, that is his strength, is instincts around the line of scrimmage, in run defense, as well as the boot game and all the different pressures that we saw that the Texans used last week quite a bit of. And I'm convinced that that's where he belongs. I'm convinced that's the best option at the nickel defender right now for the Texans. And I think he'll end up being an impact player, continue to be an impact player. He was last week. I think he'll do it again.
Yeah, I think he's been off to a great start with it, Clint. But I think the big piece that we had concern about, I don't think he's been tested quite yet with. Not much in the preseason and not much in the first 2 weeks as well.
Yeah.
The coverage there in the slot. The coverage if they try to put receivers in the slot there and he's there.
Yeah, I agree with
that's
you.
That's the last step, yeah.
But for me, here's the thing, is if you're able to pressure what felt like 100% of the time like they were against the Bears, and not one time did they ever catch him in a situation where he was an issue. To me, it speaks volumes. Whether it's D'Amico Ryans covering up for him or it's him getting the job done, either way it goes, I'm just really, really, really comfortable with Jalen Petrie in that nickel position. And when I first saw it, I didn't know if I would get there. Look, and obviously, if he gets matched up with a top receiver in this league or a top receiver on a team, and then the quarterback gets time to stand in the pocket, he's gonna get beat more times than not in that situation. Most nickels in the league will. You got to keep him from getting matched up with those guys, and if not, you got to make sure your pressure gets there in time and doesn't allow him, doesn't allow the receiver 4 or 5 seconds to run a route. So. I think he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, that's the next and final step, is to see if we get to see him in coverage. Because as you know, you're not going to be able to heat every quarterback up like that, like they did last week. You're going to have to play it because some will kill you, right? You can't just heat up Josh Allen in a couple of weeks like that, or he'll hurt you down the field. All right, coming up behind us. Texans All Access, as John McClain, or some call him Jonathan McClain, will join.
Brian, let me stop you right there.
I've never heard anybody call him Jonathan.
No, Tyler typed it in as Jonathan McClain. He will join.
There you have it.
Yeah, he'll join the fellas. And then after that, Thursday Night Football, Jets and Patriots. That coverage will begin at 7 o'clock as soon as they sign off on Texans All Access. All right, Tyler. Tyler is rolling to Minneapolis tomorrow. It's getaway day for Tyler. Tyler is getting down to Minneapolis. We're going to do a little Mall of America action. Hey, man, make sure you take a picture of yourself, you and Megan, right with that spoon with the big cherry.
A spoon with a big cherry.
Yeah, they got a landmark there, spoon with the big cherry. Okay. Take that picture.
Hey, make sure y'all got your mouths open now.
Well, you know we will. We're always ready to strike the pose.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hell with that smiling stuff.
I don't know.
Give me that
wide open. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd say it's a variation of a smile.
Yeah, they're patting it. By the way, if you missed it, Tyler said he's going down there red C.J. Stroud jersey. And I disagree with what somebody said on the text line. Somebody on the text line said only chicks wear and buy quarterback jerseys. I think that's unfair.
That's dumb.
It's a number one selling jersey in the entire
league.
I think that's unfair, and it's just not true. Our guy here had on a C.J. Stroud jersey.
Yeah, and I think he's a man's man.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Yeah,
he
man, is. I'm comfortable with it. I'm good with it. That's fine. It's a sharp-looking jersey. And if you must know, I don't think I told you all this earlier, my wife actually bought her first ever NFL jersey. She got a matching one. She got a battle red C.J. Stroud jersey she's wearing.
Wow!
Now that may change things. That may change things a bit.
You're matching?
Oh yeah!
It's one thing for y'all to have your little matching dinosaur underwear. It's another thing to be matching jerseys.
I'm with you, Clint. You can't match. You got to, somebody's
well, we
gotta,
are.
Somebody's got to come off that.
She could have went three, man. She could have went single number, man.
I would even be all right if it was
a different one, the
blue seven or the white seven.
The
you guys are
sharp,
going twins, man. What kind of y'all,
are y'all
wearing?
Shoes gonna match?
I was about to say y'all wearing. Maybe. Y'all coming all the way down black? Because I know you're going black underneath.
We both
down
do
the
have the same multiple pairs of Vans. It could happen. I'm not sure.
Oh my god!
Matching undies for sure.
That's not true. That's not accurate.
I don't have those dino
undies
anymore.
And I'm going to save Megan if she's listening. Megan sat down with me one time at karaoke.
She really
wanted to express to me that was years ago. That has not happened in a long time. We have not had matching draws,
Tyler,
in a long time.
Tyler, that lace thong, if you wear that to the game in Minnesota around that mall, that may be kind of rough on you, bro, if you're not used to it.
Oh my God. They might get you. All right.
What do you think? You think that lace thong, you think it'd be worse on your front side or your back side?
Shout out to our promo staff as they were huge for us today. Our engineer, Matt, as he helped us big time here. And to everybody here, all the people at Bud Light and the people at Buffalo Wild Wings, we appreciate you so much. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Shout out to Mario Edwards, who joined the show as well. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston.
Don't come back here with no raw crack, Tyler.
You come back as best you can. I'm Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
You ever had an ingrown hair around one of your nipples, Tyler? Like shaving you do?
Why'd you dismount like that?
I'm not sure why I dismount like that.
You know you wanna.
You know you wanna watch us on YouTube, Houston.
What is it?
Welcome into the drive.
I had caps and everything. Oh. Toned up.
All caps.
I let it flow, baby. That's another homer.